Lay of the Land is an independent production and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of this station, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Lay of the Land. I can't help but be reminded we've had some rainy days during the last week, and my theme is, of course, very apropos. I don't know if you all can remember, but when I introduced the show a number of weeks ago, I pointed out that B.J. Thomas, who is, of course, the featured on this song, was regarded by LBJ as his favorite artist, and this was his favorite song. So every time I hear that song, I think of that. So it has a political dimension as well as a rural dimension. It's sure good to see some rain coming down, because we're very dry, as everybody knows. We're maybe a foot under normal, so it would be great if we could have the ground freeze up with some water and freeze up wet. That would be a really good thing for next spring. So we had a trivia question last week, and the trivia question was, what special categories does Lake Superior rank 1 and 2? And our guest last week, who was Janet Bewley, who lives near the shore of Lake Superior, gave some idea of what the answer to that might be. But it's a wonderful thing that we are in close proximity to such a tremendous source of fresh water. Lake Superior, we did not have any specific person call in to give the answer. So because I'm such a big fan of Lake Superior, I'm going to give the answer. And Lake Superior ranks number one in surface area of fresh water as a freshwater lake, number one in the world. It's number two in volume of fresh water. And you're saying, well, who is number one? Lake Baikal in Russia is has the largest volume of fresh water in the world. And that's primarily because it's an extremely deep lake. But it does not have the surface area that Lake Superior has. And this time of the year, actually it's a little late now, but I would encourage all my listeners to put on their bucket list a tour around Lake Superior in the fall. I've done that tour a couple of times, and the most spectacular color that, and I'm a big color fan, that I have ever seen is in the maple forests on the east end of Lake Superior, just above Sault Ste. Marie. So if you haven't seen that, I'd encourage you to put that on your bucket list. So that's part of my special report also that I'm going to give this evening. I also took a trip this past week up to Rhinelander. So I've seen the Wisconsin color, and unfortunately, a lot of the color in the far north, of course, is past. It was pretty well past when I was up there this week. Some of the leaves are actually off, but other ones have lost their color. So you got to look. We have to look for color a little farther south at this time. But there'll be another year. From the ag side, there are a lot of soybeans being harvested. The nice dry weeks we've had have been great for soybean harvest. We're getting into corn harvest now in the south. Corn matured early this year because of the high temperatures we had and the dry fall. So there's a lot of corn starting to be harvested. Potato harvesting in central Wisconsin is in full bore, and potatoes that are being harvested in the south here are also in full bore. Of course, the apple orchards are abundant with apples. I think it's I'm not sure if this is a great year or not, but they are certainly open. Pumpkins, of course, the sales are really abundant. So get out there and enjoy the orchards and all the farm markets selling pumpkins and gourds and squash. A wonderful abundance in the fall. So we're expecting our guest momentarily, John Nichols. But in the meantime, we can talk about a number of things. One of the things that we're going to talk with John about is the challenges that are coming on to our democratic institutions. And I'm sorry to say, I never expected in my lifetime that I would see the kind of challenges that we're facing. And because I'm an older guy, I have seen a lot of developments in my lifetime, and because my background is as a social studies teacher, I have a major in American history and also a major in Broadfield social studies, which means I have a near minor, I think I'm one course short of a minor in political science. So I'm pretty well-versed in the importance of our political institutions. I've taught the Constitution. So I am very concerned about what's happening to threaten our political institutions, particularly our democratic traditions. And I'm sure many of my listeners feel exactly the same. And if our guest is not able to join us this evening, we'll have a discussion about those challenges and our role in trying to strengthen our institutions and our role in doing that as citizens. So this generation has a unique challenge. It's probably the first time that we've had this magnitude of challenge since the Civil War. So it gives you an idea how long it's been since we've faced this kind of a critical challenge. And of course, that was a very traumatic and a very difficult era. All of the 600,000 men that were killed in that battle, we sure don't want to repeat that, but right now we've got 700,000 people dead to the COVID virus. So we know about the trauma of death in our country. So we're going to go into a break here in a few minutes, and then we'll come back. So my listeners, think about the threats to our democratic institutions and how we can defend them. And we'll go away and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.